And the fundamental idea is you want to plan your movements so as to minimize the negative consequence of the noise. And one intuition to get is that actually the amount of noise or variability that I show here gets bigger as the force gets bigger. So you want to avoid big forces as one principle. So we've shown that using this, we can explain a huge amount of data, that exactly people are going about their lives planning movements so as to minimize negative consequences of noise. So I hope I've convinced you the brain is there and evolved to control movement. And it's an intellectual challenge to understand how we do that. But it also is relevant for disease and rehabilitation. There are many diseases which affect movement. And hopefully, if we understand how we control movement, we can apply that to robotic technology. And finally, I want to remind you, when you see animals do what look like very simple tasks, the actual complexity of what's going on inside their brain is really quite dramatic. Thank you very much.